in that game were really, really unhappy. But as much as they tried, right at the end, they couldn't stop themselves from laughing. In the end, they got them. Now, their circumstances didn't change in that moment, but the children were able to give them a moment of joy in spite of the reason why they weren't very happy this morning. Now, I love Christmas, and I know that there'll be people in this room that also love Christmas, probably even more than me. Decorations go up as close to the 1st of December as you possibly can. The Christmas lists and the letters to Santa get written. The carols and the Christmas songs start playing. Michael Bublé releases yet another album. The Christmas shopping starts maybe November, maybe earlier if you're really, really organised. And you may not know this, but in December, all the calorie content of all confectionery disappears and tins of chocolate and boxes of mince pies and Christmas biscuits are opened and consumed in record time. Now, this isn't the case for everyone. Some people find Christmas a hard time of year. For some people, it might remind them of a situation that makes them feel sad. Or they feel lonely, or they just don't really feel much like celebrating. And as much as I love Christmas, I know that we've been there the odd time. One year, we refused to put up decorations because, well, really, we didn't particularly feel very festive. And for some people, that's every year. So what is it about the Nativity, the Christmas story, the birth of God's Son, Jesus, that makes a difference and brings good news to everyone? I was speaking to somebody a month or two ago about Christmas, and what they said really struck me. Now, they love Christmas. They love all that comes with it. And they love it because they get that one time in the year where they get to feel joy despite what's going on in their lives. And I think this is what the angel is saying to the shepherds. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Great joy seems pretty impossible when you're sad, you're angry, or you're lonely. But the joy that the angel's talking about, well, that's different. It's not a shallow happiness where everything just feels great and only a few people have it. Actually, this joy is felt in spite of what is happening in our lives. Where just for a moment, those feelings disappear. Or maybe they don't disappear, but you're able to feel something else for a moment. Just like in that game, the two people were given a moment where actually they couldn't help but laugh. But unlike this game, the joy that I'm talking about goes much deeper than just a moment of laughter. So where does this joy come from? Well, it comes from Jesus, the baby that was born today. And all we have to do is turn and ask. Now, having joy at Christmas doesn't mean you have to love everything that comes with Christmas these days. And we also don't have to feel bad if actually we just want to cry when everyone else is laughing. Some people love getting stuck into all that comes with Christmas. But if the shopping and the cooking and the organising are a complete stress to you, well, you don't have to have that as your Christmas. Maybe Christmas can be something different for you. We celebrate today the fact that Jesus came not to solve all our problems, but to bring us unexplainable joy that gives the ability to feel joy in spite of our struggles and to give us strength to get through them. And a peace that at the time feels pretty impossible and it rests in our hearts. And this doesn't just last for Christmas Day and disappear on Boxing Day with the tins of chocolates. Jesus came so that actually we could have this forever. And we celebrate this together. This term we've been talking about what it means to be church. And the one thing that keeps coming back is that the most important thing that makes a church is the people. We are a community. If you're a visitor here today, then you're automatically part of our community right now. And so a community laughs together, cries together, holds each other up when times are tough, and celebrates together when times are great. And this morning, we receive this joy together. So whether you love every part of Christmas and you're so excited and you just can't wait to get on with the day, or whether you're someone who finds Christmas one of the hardest times of year, or you just don't really feel like celebrating much, well, we all unite and we do this together. So I hope you'll indulge me just for a moment. And to mark this, I thought we could sing a bit of a song together. Hands up if you've heard the song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Thank goodness for that. So we're going to sing this together because we're going to hopefully give each other a Merry Christmas. The words are going to be on the screen. If you're feeling comfortable enough, you could link arms with the person next to you. But we're going to keep it simple and we're just going to sing together. And we're going to sing it with volume. Because this is a song, this gives us the opportunity to come together as family and as friends to wish each other a Merry Christmas. So after four. One, two, three, four. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we'll all be together, if the days allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Merry Christmas.